B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. And wouldn't you know it, it's another Friday show. And we are excited for producer Nicole, who on the show today revealed, well, she didn't reveal, we actually knew this. She is meeting someone who she hasn't met, only talked to on FaceTime, never met in person, and tonight's the big night.
She's super nervous. She wants to go work out. She wants to wear the right clothes, set up her house the right way.
Can you please get on the microphone? Motherfucker. Don't MF me, young lady. Have you felt this way? When was the last time you felt this way about someone?
The PPM thing went off.
It does that at this time. I don't.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, we have one of our alarms in the studio go off, folks. Everything's okay.
You know, I mean, to be completely honest, like, I was very, despite not being in the right place mentally at the time, when Kylie and I started talking, like, it was very exciting. But it was just, we had a different start.
Right,
it was
right.
A different type of start.
This is exciting. Did you shave?
I haven't showered yet.
Shave your legs and stuff, right?
Yeah, I'll shave later when I shower.
That's good. It's important. Yeah. You want to look groomed.
Right. Yeah.
What else do you do before a date? This is actually a topic we're going to bring up on Monday on the show. How do you prepare for a date? What do you do?
All right. Well, what I would like to have time to do today is...
why do you guys think that's so funny? Royce. It's a legit question. Are you going to shave?
Royce, I'd like to go to the gym.
You want to go to the gym?
Just feel good.
Pump up.
Yeah,
get the
just
veins
feel good. Just feel good.
I think we thought you were referring to, are you going to shave down there?
Well, I think that's all. It's all inclusive. Did you shave? If you shave your legs, you shave everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go get my eyebrows done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I get them threaded.
That's very femme.
So I'd like to. Yeah, you know, my old roommate's girlfriend was a hairstylist in Raleigh, and she just liked to wax them every now and again, and then I just got in the habit of doing it. So
you have good eyebrows.
I'd like to do that. Thank you.
So do you, Loren.
Thanks.
I'd like to do that. And I would like to. I've been cleaning all week.
Yeah.
So all I got to do is
well, that's why
vacuum.
We were cleaning all week.
Here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're hiding.
What I'm hiding?
What are you hiding in the home?
Yeah. Everybody hides something when somebody new comes over. The pets? Where are you putting all the pets?
She doesn't have any pets. I'm taking them for the weekend. She's already started a weird lie.
am I hiding anything in specific for her coming over? Nothing.
You will.
Is there anything that you would be embarrassed if she found? Like an X-File or...
I don't have anything like that.
You're going to find something and you're going to put it away.
Your bong.
And hope that
I don't have a bong. Mm. And side note about bongs is I've never bonged.
You've never taken a bong hit?
I've never taken a bong hit. And that is...
Either. I don't even know how it works.
And
oh my God.
Me either, but I really want to learn how to do it.
I got wasted on a bong back in the day.
I think that you light the itty-bitty tube and then you breathe out
but
of
in
the
something
it goes
with
like
water
this.
Water too, right?
And then you pull the piece out, it shoots the smoke into your mouth.
And how does the water work?
It would heat up.
Okay, I don't know.
You would go...
I
thought that was a water noise.
It is a water noise.
Okay.
It's the water warming
like
up.
That.
Yeah, I don't do
bongs,
that.
Dude. And the him bongs, it was the most waste thing in the 90s was like bongs. Like everybody had one.
Does
you had
anyone
a cool
do that?
One.
People just do like rolls it up nowadays, right?
Everyone's got like a weed pen now.
I think it's a pen, yeah.
Yeah.
Vape pen and whatnot. All right, so, and then do you have the best silverware, best dishes, clean glasses?
Everything's clean.
We're going to call you tonight.
Go ahead.
I want to do a FaceTime.
You can FaceTime.
A group FaceTime.
I'm going to knock on your door.
That's fine.
Yeah, I live right
Roy's,
here.
Roy's the only one who knows. You can come guest bartend.
I might do that.
You said that.
She is vaccinated, so.
Yeah, so are other people.
A lot
of other people. I think 50 million people are vaccinated.
This is one of those things I don't want to commit, and I don't even want to give you the inclination that I'm coming.
Okay.
Let's just assume I'm not going to come, because if I say
anytime
yes.
Anytime after 5.
What's happening before 5?
She just won't be there.
Okay. If I say I am coming... I know that as soon as I go home and tell Sterling, he'll put a stop to it. And then I have to, you know, this would, there's no way Sterling would allow me to go over to your house on a first date. Even though I would think it's funny. He's like, you're making it more about you, Roy. stop being dramatic. And I'm like, yeah.
That's me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Things about me.
Great story later on.
Speaking of being dramatic, I don't want to derail from your thing because I do like talking about this, but I had an old friend reach out to me and they want to hang out. And Sterling's like, hey, let's maybe.
Local?
Yeah, local. Let's, you know, we haven't seen them since like pre-pandemic. It's been over a year. Maybe we should try to do something socially distant. And I was like, yeah. But the problem is that this friend thinks like my equity is like drama queen 24/7. Like, I am dramatic, but that's, like, not my
calling card.
Right. Like, I'm actually a pretty fun, chill hang.
So this friend thinks that you're drama?
Yeah, but,
what
like,
makes you think
well,
that?
Just, like,
The last few times you hung out with them, you were over the top and dramatic.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Or, like, you know, you like to make jokes, like, is this up to your... Because, you know, like whenever I go places, I have a lot of, you know, I want this drink or I want that. I'm just saying they have like an equity of like me being like this drama over the top person. And I'm like, it's too far into the friendship for me to correct this personality trait.
Really? That's interesting.
I mean, I'm still going to hang out with them, but.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Do I know them?
Yeah. But like, you know, I'd be a little dramatic whenever we'd work out together and.
Rick?
No.
No.
And, you know, so I'm afraid that they just think I'm just some big crybaby.
I think this person comes in hot sometimes, too, though.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. I have no idea who you're talking about, but I don't think it's relevant. I do like the fact that it gives you an opportunity for a clean slate, right? When was the last time you saw this person?
It's been over a year, so okay. Maybe, but...
You have a clean slate starting
you
tonight.
You think so?
I mean, whenever you're with the person, try and make a conscious effort to not bitch about something.
Right.
You get the wrong thing, meh. You know what?
Who cares?
I learned in the pandemic.
Right.
There's bigger things in life to worry about.
I'll have to get
and
rid
then
of...
take whatever it is and go spit it out in the bathroom.
I have to hide my Diet Dr. Pepper addiction from them.
What will you guys be drinking tonight? Champagne, wine, beers?
Tequila.
What does she drink?
Yep, tequila. It's gonna be a little bit because we got a dive bar set up, we got a speakeasy set up, and a restaurant set up.
So is it kind of planned like she's already spending the night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's not gonna drink and drive.
Correct.
She can Uber, I guess.
Correct.
Would it be not a good date if she doesn't spend the night?
No, not at all. I mean, like it would be that wouldn't make a difference.
Right. She's spending the night.
Stay?
What?
Does she have a place to stay tonight?
Yeah, she just came back from out of state.
Yeah, like,
we know
she
that.
Have a place
she
here?
Has a place,
oh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, she's planning on staying over.
Yeah, but are you guys going to have sex?
No.
No, she said no.
No.
So is she going to sleep in her own room?
Not Nicole. Nicole didn't say no. This person told Nicole
maybe
no.
I said
no matter
too.
What I do.
No, there's no way you said
no matter what I do,
shut
do
up,
not let me have sex
no.
with you.
Yeah.
Slutty pants.
Well, there was a shut up, slutty pants. You didn't say no.
No, she, of course
Nicole's
she didn't
like,
say
I
no.
want to bang you on the porch.
One of the...
You're not even going to make it in the house.
Jesus Christ.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. It's fine.
She does listen to the podcast.
I'm probably like, just knowing today, like today's the day. Today's the day.
The one
it's
day.
Okay. It's all good.
Yeah, well,
we're
she should know what she's
we,
getting
we,
herself
we
into.
We joke.
Yeah, we are joking.
We want an update Monday on the air, though. 8:05. How it went.
8:05. Okay.
Yep. Because we did 8:05 today, right. So you got to do 8:05 Monday.
All right. All right.
And then Roy's in here with his dog, who is a service dog in training. Callie and
service-ish.
Roy goes, look at me, and he's talking to Callie, and we all look at him.
You guys do.
We do.
I'm trying to get so Callie has she's specifically trained on focus things because as a service dog she has to alert to certain things, and so there
she's
are times
alerting on me right now.
She is alerting on you right now. Actually, you need to focus on me
what
though.
Is she
look
doing?
At me. Look at me. Look at me.
Staring in my soul.
Yeah. And that's kind of like one of the things she'll do. She'll sit or she'll lay and she'll stare right into your eyes. most of the time she doesn't really look into your eyes. She kind of looks everywhere else. And so I say, look at me, because I want her to look at me, but not to pick up on an alert, but I need to refocus her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say, look at me.
And you touch your nose.
And I'll touch my nose so that we can regain control over whatever lack of focus she's dealing with.
That's what he was saying.
Places for her to, she has her designated area. That's her area, and she needs to lay there.
And by the way, like, Roy's taking the dog for training. Like, Roy, for this whole service thing, you have to get training too.
Yeah, I sit with two teachers, and they teach me because, you know, at the end of it, she's going to have like 160 hours in, and well, like 90% of it's going to be with me. So it's important to train me to train her.
Nice.
Because we only go to school once a week.
Right.
And the rest of the days is with the dog, so.
Yeah, so you got to be trained.
Yep.
Makes sense. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody, and be thinking of Nicole. We'll get an update Monday morning. This is all about Nicole.
All right, bye. Good luck, Nicole.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.